The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
We're back here after a cracker at Giants Stadium. 10-6-66 Collingwood, 9-10-64, a 2-point win for GWS, who are now 2-2. One of those pivotal moments in the season, potentially, when they look back on it, the Giants going from what would have potentially been 1-3, and then you find yourself at 1-3, Domsey, and then you're in a little bit of hurt. As we were hoping to speak to Aiden Corr, by the way, but he's just had to go into a meeting. We may be able to get him back up shortly to have a quick chat. But, 1-3, 2-2, two completely different things, and it's a situation that faces the Cats.
Yes, it is. And, with the shortened season, every game now is vital, especially when you get behind the ledger. So they'd be really happy with it tonight, especially after losing Zach Williams, who was probably their best player throughout the game. Lost him late in the third quarter, and then Phil Davis, of course, as well. So really spirited win, probably a win they needed for the culture and for their to get them going, get them over that hurdle, and getting back into the footies, into the thick of it. So I think they'll be really happy with that win against the best team in the comp in the Collingwood Pies. So they're onwards and upwards from here, and they look to be back playing their best footy.
They do suffer some injuries for St John of God Hospital in terms of Phil Davis and Zach Williams. It'd be interesting to know what sort of damage both have done, how long they potentially might be sidelined for. Williams especially, with the run he provides off halfback, but then Davis too, the way he straightens them up defensively. You lose, one of your key defenders and a running backman, and then there's some real trouble. Then they've got to look for what the reserves are.
Yeah, in saying that, I wouldn't say Phil set the world on fire in his first... Well, he's certainly 3 games back from the break. So, there could be a chance for Jeremy Finlayson. He's been quietish down forward, or Himmelberg, who certainly has been quiet. So,
Himmelberg has twice in consecutive... He did it last week against the Dogs, and tonight has gone back to get himself into the game, and hasn't looked out of place down there either. And with Finlayson emerging as that second forward to Cameron, it might be something that Leon Cameron might look to persist with. Phil Davis too, also at the back end of the career rather than the front end too.
And look, they've got enough attacking players back there to help a guy like Himmelberg out. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see who does replace Phil Davis. He will be sorely missed, not only because he played a lot of footy, but his leadership back there. But there's an opportunity there for the likes of Harry Himmelberg or Jeremy Finlayson.
Who are you more impressed with tonight, Domsey, as a former defender yourself? Was it the game of Nick Haynes or the game of Darcy Moore? If you were to choose between those two tonight, sort of a similar type, but both intercepted beautifully. Obviously, Moore played on Cameron. I'm not quite sure who Haynes actually played on, but he played a wonderful game.
Yep.
But if you were to choose between those two defenders tonight, could you split them?
I thought Nick Haynes maybe just ahead. I thought Darcy Moore early in the game was huge. Him and Jordan Ruffer were marking everything, and GWS really had to change their method going into forward 50 because, as I said, Roughhead and Darcy Moore were just clunking everything. Yep. So I thought Nick Haynes, though, throughout the whole game, his consistency, and he just does it game after game. He gets in the right spots. He's brave. He gets off his man at the right times and intercepts at the footy, and that's exactly what you want from a third tall coming across and helping out and rebounding the ball back inside forward 50 for the Giants.
If it is a serious, I mean, fingers crossed it's not, because he's been in terrific form for a long time now, Jeremy Howe. How significant a loss is that for them?
Yeah.
You can't cover a play like that, but such is their structure, Collingwood. They will find something down there. I mean, they got, is it Majdan? I think it's a sort of a youngish type. Well, not youngish.
He
he's a mature age recruit.
He played the first couple of games.
But he's not the rebound defender of a Jeremy Howe. So how big a loss is that, Domsey?
Yeah, he's a big loss, Jeremy Howe. He is huge. Because he plays on a key, and also he can be that third tall, Haynes type of player. We know what he can do with his intercept work. He's fantastic. He takes mark of the year almost every week. So they'll miss his... he's attacked from down back.
He's a beautiful user of the ball as well.
He's a beautiful user. Yeah. So he's that real versatile hybrid back that can play tall, small, and also intercept the footy. So, and his experience, he's played a lot of footy, 86 games here at Maggie's, and also, what'd you say, Kingy, about 150 odd at Melbourne.
Who's
before that?
Howe?
Jeremy Howe.
And I played 100 exactly at Melbourne.
100, yeah. So he's almost a 200 game player. So he's and very steady, down back. He I'm sure he makes the other defenders down there feel a lot safer. He'd be sorely missed.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head matchup was the two captains, Cornelio and Pendlebury. Before I get your thoughts on that matchup, Doms, I'll get the curse high numbers for the respective skippers.
Let's start with the winners. So we'll go to Stephen Cornelio. Stat-wise, pretty quiet. 11 disposals, 2 clearances, just the 1 tackle for the skipper, 4 contested possessions and the 2 clearances. And Pendlebury, 26 disposals, only ran at 58% disposal
That's
efficiency.
Not Scott Pendlebury, like.
Not great. 17 of those 26 were contested, though. He had the 7 clearances, which was more than any other player on the ground. He also had the seven inside 50s, which was more than any other player on the ground as well. So I'll leave that up to Domsey.
Of course, Geelong Insurance Brokers, since Don started the business in 1981, Geelong Insurance Brokers work for you to track down and recommend reputable insurers that offer you quality cover. That's why using a broker makes so much sense. But more than that, we also love being a part of the local Geelong community. Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 26 years, and geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. So Pendlebury wins the battle, but... Yep. Cornelio wins the war.
Yes, they got across the line, which is the main thing. They got 4 points, but yeah, Scott Pendlebury just keeps on keeping on, doesn't he? He's been, I mean, we spoke about in the pre-game, where does he rate in terms of Collingwood players? Nice. Well, you'd say he's even with Buckley. You'd have to. He's won a premiership. He's got.
So is he in front of Bucks because he's won a premiership?
I think so. I think he's in front of Bucks.
And I'm trying to think of the last, say, 50 games of Nathan Buckley. They were pretty good, Kingy. I'm struggling to remember them now, but I reckon the last 50 games, Domsey, of Scott Pendlebury are just as good as he's played throughout his career. And that's the sign of a champion, that he's just getting better and better. Like, he hasn't dropped off at all. And his impact, I mean, I thought without him tonight in that midfield, they really did drop away. He was the one that kept them in the contest, guys.
It seems that Jeremy Howe, they're talking about potential knee injury for Jeremy Howe. And
I don't think it's an ACL looking at it.
Potentially a posterior. Mm-hmm. Don't know. I'm not a doctor, but there.
Best case would be a PCL.
Yeah,
but
a PCL.
I wouldn't rule it out, Kingy. I think
it
can be as innocuous as you think. It
makes Jordan Roughhead going into that hub. Who's already spoken about the fact that his wife has had a few issues and he's thinking twice about it. Going to be, certainly.
What have they got?
Down.
So what we mentioned, is it Majdan Kosa? They got sort of in the wings.
Yeah, Majdan. Sire is another one that's gone back as well, but not in all that high-flying ability to do it. He's really a halfback at most, but he hasn't got the ability to cover the ground the way Howe does, and he doesn't organise the structure. Jeremy Howe is quite a general out there in terms of structure as well. He's very organisational.
Adam Treloar hopefully back next week for the clash with the Magpies after performing quite well.
You think stick him down at halfback?
Well, no, but he'll be back in the side.
Right.
Just on Pendlebury too, we're talking about the games record at Collingwood. Tony Shaw holds it at 313. Gordon Coventry at 306. And next week, Pendlebury goes to 306. And we'll obviously break Tony Shaw's record. And I don't think anybody will begrudge Scott Pendlebury holding the record at Collingwood for most games played for a very famous football club that's now 128 years old. And it looks like that... all things being planned, it might actually work out, depending on how long they're in the hub for and where else they play, that he's played 197 games at the MCG, might bring up 200 at the G, which I think KB holds the record there, and he'll break that record as well for most games at the home of football. Before we go to a break, Bucky, we're hoping to speak with Aidan Corr on the other side of that.
Just quickly on the injury front for the Pies and what they might have in reserve in regards to some defenders, if the likes of Roughhead can't go into the hub, and Howe's injuries quite serious. I'm not quite sure, King, where Tom Langdon's at. He can play that sort
of... Nah, injured. He's got a knee injury.
Okay.
Degenerative knee, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Matt Charenberg?
Unfortunately injured.
Well, Lyndon Dunn's still injured.
He's not far away.
Ben Reid.
Ben Reid 1 to 3 weeks with a calf.
But he doesn't. You wouldn't bring him in with how? With Darcy Moore and Ruffhead.
And that's about it as far as sort of talls go. You got Isaac Quainer, who's more of your medium type halfback flank, and Jack Magidan's the other one who's played. He played the opening games.
It's going to
be
imagine that they're going to have to potentially look at.
I could imagine that.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And the syllables there.
Wow.
Oh, that is good.
I'm regretting ringing at you at 10:30 this morning to see what you were doing.
Don't look at me like that, Ian. You actually are impressive.
Secretly, yes.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Of course, Signature Homes at 126 Fine Street in South Geelong, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Gary and Gilda Watts and the team. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're hopefully speaking with Aidan Corr on the other side of it.
Mark and Goal.
We're going to be doing Mark and Goal, the APCO Service Station's Goal of the Day, the Hamlin Hanger, our steamatic standout for Domsey to decide. And we'll go through the stats as well and look ahead to K-Rock football tomorrow from 3 o'clock for St Kilda and Richmond. But tonight, in an absolute cracker at Giant Stadium, GWS 66 defeated Collingwood 64. Thanks to Warrilili, living Geelong's most awarded community, live, breathe K-Rock football.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.